I'd say come on in and grab a seat, because that's what we say every Sunday. But I don't know that that's going to happen here today. Welcome to you. For those of you who are guests here with us, my name is Brad Bell. I have the privilege of hanging out with this crowd here at the Well, and we're going to kind of enjoy a little lazy Father's Day. It's going to be a little different for us than previous things that we've done, but I'd like, if you don't mind, to just get your attention for a couple short minutes, maybe 10 max. And then if you're anything like me, the smell of barbecue is like ADD-induced. I'm not paying attention anymore, so we do want to get you over to the food. Quick note on the food, by the way, very grateful for those of you who participated in purchasing some food, not just because you won't be grumpy because you've eaten, but the other reason is the food that we have sold here today goes to support our missionaries heading overseas here this summer. That's the good news. And it's been a great time for selling meals. We're very excited about that. I'll tell you more about those trips here in a little bit. The bad news is they've sold out. And so if for some reason you thought, there'll be plenty, what that might mean is, you might want to go get in your car and grab a bite to eat. Because unfortunately, we are sold out. And so I'll let you decide what you want to do with that. We're here, obviously, for kind of a unique season. We typically do church in our campuses and whatnot, and in that, you know, we kind of open the Word, teach a book of the Bible, worship a little bit, but here in the park, it's going to be a little different, and I just want to, much like we did a couple of weeks ago, draw your attention to something to think about. You know, Father's Day for a lot of folks is a very significant day. Dads, of course, get pampered. You know, you get your little mani-pedi or whatever dads do, right? Is that what happens? Is it different? Not like that? So, you know, we celebrate, you know, as dads, and you have a day where, you know, your kids say thank you and you get to hang out and typically barbecue or whatever. But I just want to draw your attention to something, and that's the influence that a dad has on their kids. And even beyond that, for the influence a man has on those around him. See, Father's Day for some dads is exciting because you do get to celebrate with your kids. But for some guys, they don't have the privilege of being dads. And in that, the challenge, of course, is what does this day look like in terms of all of us, not just the dads? And so I want to celebrate Father's Day and applaud you fellas for doing what you do in the lives of your kids. But I want to challenge us as men to think about our lives as bigger than just us. We have an opportunity to invest in the next generation something very, very spectacular, and that is manhood. And manhood, unfortunately, is a lost art in our culture. We have no idea what it is. And the young people growing up today, regardless of what age they are, aren't sure what a man is because they're watching TV, God help us, and they're watching the movies, and they're seeing celebrities, and they're going, oh, that's manhood. And unfortunately, the models that are communicated in Hollywood and in the athletic realm aren't necessarily the models that we're wanting to represent or replicate in our kids. So here's the challenge for you today. I was thinking back to the Apostle Paul and his relationship he had with two guys, a young guy by the name of Timothy, and a young guy by the name of Titus, two guys that he began to pour into. And he reproduced himself into the people who were around him. And he influenced them greatly, not as a father, but as a father figure. And I want you to think about something, fellas, because what happens is we grow our kids, right? We raise them up, and at 18, we send them away and hopefully just pay their way through college or whatever else they're doing. And sometimes we could feel like the job is over. And I think, no, fellas, we need to maybe re-energize ourselves a little bit to say the job of replicating manhood never ends. Just because your kids might be out of the home, just because your kids may be in a season of life where it's different for you, the opportunity we have, like a Paul, to pour into young people around us is profound. And I'll tell you something, they're hungry for it. They need you to pour into them. They need you to show them what a marriage looks like. Why? Because nobody's doing that anymore. And so for you to open your home and say, come and see, this is what a marriage is. This is how I treat my wife. This is how I treat my kids. This is how I do business. This is what it means for me to walk with God. The opportunities that are there are through the roof. The problem is, of course, fellas, we get distracted, don't we? We get distracted by all the wrong things. So we're successful in our golf game, and we're successful in our business, and we're successful in all these other things. And we're missing in that a key opportunity to give ourselves away. And the challenge I want to give to you fellas is simply this, not to beat us up as men, because I think there's a lot of guys really nailing it right now. But the challenge would be this: life is best enjoyed when you give it away. And the call to manhood is for us to follow Jesus Christ. And as we're doing, just wave the troops to follow us. And for us to walk with God and just invite other young men to follow us as we follow Christ. And there are better examples than us, no question. There are godlier people. There are more talented people. But the reality is God has given us an opportunity to just kind of raise the banner up and say, look, I'm going to walk with the Lord. And I may mess up at times, and I'll demonstrate to you in those moments God's grace. I'm going to have victories in my life where I'm doing well. I'm going to have times where I'm struggling. But I want to invite a young man to come and to see it, because manhood, if we are honest, is caught. It cannot just be taught. And so as you're interacting here today, I want you to think about that, fellas. One, what is the influence we have on our kids? And if we thought about that with intentionality, do they see you walking with God? All you've got to do is the little things out loud enough that they see it, so that your time in your Bible is not just a Sunday thing, but something they go, oh yeah, Dad reads his Bible. That's what men do. And when you're kind to your spouse and they go, well, of course he's kind to mama because that's what men do. And when you work hard and you keep your word and they go, well, of course, because that's what men do. Just do what you're doing and do it out loud. The other opportunity, though, is to look around you and ask the question, who are the Timothys or the Tituses around you that you can say, that kid's got it, but that kid doesn't have a father figure, and I need to reach out to that guy and just invite him to lunch, invite him to coffee, just spend time with him and just let him see it. I finished this last week up at Hume Lake Christian Camp speaking for high school students, and I'm telling you, they are absolutely hungry for someone who will go, this is what a man is. And it doesn't necessarily mean a man is great at his fantasy football team, or he bench presses a bunch of weight, or drinks a ton of alcohol, or whatever. He goes, no, that's not a man. That's what a boy does. Let me show you what a man does. And to challenge young men to raise up. That's the encouragement I have for you fellas. And if you're doing great, just enjoy Father's Day, give yourself a thumbs up, and press on. And if there's some things you could do to reach out to the next generation, some things you could do to get your life straightened out with the Lord so that other people see you, I say, you know what? Let's lock arms and do it together. As a church, let's be about that and see what God does with that. If we talk about what it means to have an awakening in church, it's going to happen when the men show up and be men. And so I want to encourage you, fellas, let's do it together. And let's see what God might do to use us to impact the next generation. Those two guys, Timothy and Titus, end up starting churches and influencing entire cities because of their faithfulness. Their faithfulness that they picked up on from a guy who cared enough to invest in them as his own children. That's what Father's Day can be about. Fair enough? Now, let me pray for us here in just a second, and we'll give you some logistics. Some of you say, well, that's it. I go, yeah, no, now it begins. The fun starts now as we begin to hang out together, interact together, meet some people together. We brought some old man games out here. So if you want to play some old man stuff, come on. If you've got your own stuff, great. Part of what we're trying to do in these 3 weeks that we've been together outside of services is, again, just remind us that the church is not about the building, but the people. And so we're going to hang out together and get to know some folks. I met a gentleman over here. He goes, hey, what can I do to help? I said, you know what you can do? Go meet some people. Walk from one shade area to the other shade area. Thankful you're not going to melt en route. And just get to know some people. Hey, tell me about you. Hey, what campus you go to? Hey, how long you been coming? Just enter in together and let's be the church as we kind of mingle, mix around, and meet some people, okay? Now, the food, the big thing of the day is over here. And I just wanted to remind you, again, the funds that we're raising here are sending folks overseas to Costa Rica, Ecuador, Haiti, and two teams to the Ukraine. So we're super fired up about sending those folks overseas. And here the last 3 weeks, we celebrated a lot. 2 weeks ago, talking about what it means to be the church. Last week, with over 60 people getting baptized, which was super, super cool. But this week, we're going to celebrate mission. And we're going to talk about those folks, or at least encourage those folks who are being sent out. And they're over there serving a little bit. And so logistics, Jared, do you have anything for me here? Logistically speaking, I'm going to introduce Jared Rumley. He's our Clovis campus pastor, one of our teaching pastors. You've probably, if you've been around, you've seen Jared a ton. But to give us some logistics, what do we need to know?
Super excited for you to get to meet the people over there. I myself am leading the team to Costa Rica this summer, so it's been fun with 12 folks on my team and seeing other teams raise money for these teams to go join God and what he's doing. And so you get to be a part of that by eating today, and I wanted to help you kind of see how to get there. You'll see some signs and some lines. Basically, if you have a ticket, we're going to need you to head to that white tent. There's a couple lines there, line one and line two. You'll go through, you'll get your meal, you'll be able to be done. Now, some of you asked about, is there anything left over? Well, kind of and kind of not. There's not any meals left over, but CJ from Roaming Bird has some of his award-winning meat left. And what we're going to do after all the meals are done, if you want to help contribute to the mission teams, or maybe raffle off some of those, or you can kind of name your price to support the teams to take home some of that pork or chicken with you, which will be good. And if you don't have food, I encourage you to maybe run and get something, come back. We'll be here for a while hanging out. If not, just enjoy the relationships and what's going on. And if you're ready for some good barbecue, it is very good. I've got to sample it and super excited about it. So with that, that's the logistics.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. Hey, I want to make one announcement and then I'll pray and we'll get to eating. If you've been around the Well for any number of years, you know we're constantly changing. And oftentimes that change has to do with things we're doing in ministry, but sometimes it has to do with personnel. And we have made some changes in terms of what's happening with our campus pastors. And so I just wanted to give you a quick rundown of that and then make a really exciting announcement. If you're a midweek person, we've got Sam Freshwater as our campus pastor there. Sam's a gem in ministry, been around for a long, long time. He got the stomach flu this morning, so he's throwing up. So we asked him not to come today, so you're welcome. But he's not here. If you're a midweek person, that's him. Clovis has Jared, of course, who you just met. We're very excited to see Andrew File taken over at the Fig Garden campus. For those of you that are there, Andrew's your campus pastor, and he is a phenomenal leader back there in the tent. We've also released Dave Obwald to go and pursue a Southeast campus, and so we are officially moving that direction to relaunching a Southeast campus. We had one years ago. We kind of consolidated for a couple of years with our idea that we'd get back to that part of the city, and Dave, of course, has been the guy driving that, so Dave is heading out there. We've got Chris Schultz, who's stepping up to take over with PJ, leaving to do the Kids Connection ministry. Chris is going to be our campus pastor at North AM. And the one position we have been waiting to fill is the campus pastor for our PM services at North. And over the months that we've been looking for someone, there has been a person that I have wanted from the very beginning. But apparently what I wanted and what God had kind of let him know weren't on the same time frame. And so I just kept praying that the prodigal son would return. And I am happy to announce here that we have a new campus pastor in our PM services at North, and Shay Sumlin is coming back to our staff team. So those of you who don't know Shay, just buckle your seatbelts because he is fiery and he is phenomenal, a tremendous communicator, a great guy. I met Shay in 1995 when I moved to Denton. Had the privilege of spending time with him for multiple years when I went to grad school. He was on our team for a couple of years at our Fig Garden campus and then went back to Texas because of some family issues. He had a death in his family on his in-law's side. Long story short, they feel like God has now released them to come back home to Fresno. And so we are very excited. Shay will be starting here in August. As of August 1st, he'll be at North in the PM. So very excited. I just want to make that announcement to you. We've known for a couple of weeks, but they hadn't told their congregation yet. So we've been kind of holding, but now it's public as of this morning there in Texas. And so we're public here as well. That being said, let me pray for us, and then we'll head over to the white tent if you've got your ticket, and we'll enjoy some time together. Let's pray. Father, we gather in this place, as unique as it is, just to sort of enjoy each other. And in that, we want to enjoy you. We thank you that church is bigger than the borders or buildings that we are in, of walls that kind of frame out a worship experience, but that, God, we are the church. So we assemble here in this place and thank you for the sanctuary that you've kind of grown for us, that we can enjoy it here. We pray that as we enjoy time together, it would be like worship before you as we get to know other people in the body of Christ. As we enjoy some food, we give thanks, God, because you've provided the opportunity for us to eat and to enjoy some community together. As we play some games and meet some new people and laugh together and hear the kids jumping around, I just pray that you'd be honored by it. We just want to glorify you here today, and we thank you for the privilege that we have to come and kind of unplug from the normal routine and just enjoy a different worship experience. And so, God, we give you this day. We thank you for the time. We thank you for the dads who are here, who have poured their lives into their kids, and just pray, God, that you continue to provide opportunity for influence, for men to invest in other men, to pour ourselves into the next generation, and somehow, by your grace, to lead them closer to Christ. And so may the men of this church step up for those whose fathers are present in their life, and even those who are in need of that influence. May we look around this circle of people even today and recognize that you have provided greatly for us. And so we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.